Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Welcome back to Tick Talk, because ticks happen. Today's topic, clinical anaplasmosis carried by ticks. Carol in the Corral, you're on Tick Talk.
I'm just not myself. I'm weak, pale, losing weight.
Oh, we will get you help. Stay on the line. Next, we have Patty in the pen, who's feeling a bit anemic.
It's hard to breathe, and I'm constipated.
Yeah.
And these guys never stop mooing.
I'm clearly a bit agitated. My dear callers, these are all signs of clinical anaplasmosis brought on by ticks, but it's not your fault.
Ticks happen.
But there is a new treatment for your tick-induced troubles. New Baytril 100 CA1 Enrofloxacin Injectable. Baytril 100 CA1 is conditionally approved for the treatment of clinical anaplasmosis associated with Anaplasma marginale for certain cattle.
Ask your cattle veterinarian for a product label to see if this product is for you. Veterinary prescription required. Extra label use is prohibited.
New Baytril 100 CA1.
Well, light to moderate trade has developed in our part of the country. We're looking at $100 to $102. The higher prices are welcome, but with value still hovering well below the actively traded October futures of $107.45, basis levels remain relatively weak. Cash trade's been very quiet in the north, with some dress trade developing yesterday at $160, but most trade still needs to develop the rest of the week. Overall cash cattle prices $2 to $3.50 above last week's price levels. Hog futures continue to hover in the bottom end of the short-term price range, with limited support developing in nearby contracts, despite the triple-digit gains in deferred 2021 contract months. The focus in lean hog futures has changed little over the last several weeks, with traders looking at short-term bearish market factors, while the outlook remains moderately better than in early 2021. Market-ready hogs remain abundant to packers, impacting cash values over the last week, and adding pressure to August and October futures, which have fallen below $50 price levels. Wheat prices weaker overnight, led by losses in Chicago, giving back all of the gains from Wednesday and making new lows. The combination of rising crop estimates in Russia and the northern plains of the U.S., along with favorable forecasts for Australia, seem to be weighing on the flat price. Spring wheat harvest in the U.S. is in its infancy, with additional hedge pressure expected the rest of August. Early yield indications suggest production estimates could climb if the trend continues into North Dakota. Corn futures are lower overnight, remaining close to yesterday's settlement and near recent contract lows. Weekly ethanol production was a bit disappointing and served as a reminder the U.S. is a long way from getting back to a full fuel consumption. Weather remains mostly favorable, with a sizable chunk of the Midwest expected to see rainfall in the coming week. The soy complex weaker overnight, with soybeans following through on yesterday's losses and trying to make it three losing sessions in a row. We're going to check futures in a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, live cattle, August live cattle up 2 cents, 102.30, October down 2, 107.45. August feeder cattle up 10 cents, 144.80, and September down 15 at 146.47. October hogs up 27, 49.30. Kansas City wheat, September up 4 1/4, 426.5. December was up 4 1/4, 437.25. Chicago wheat, September up 2.5 yesterday, 510.75. December up a penny at 517.5. September corn up 2 3/4, 311. December up 3 cents, 323.25. September soybeans down 3.5, 876.25. November down 3 cents at 878.75.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.